Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
To hell and back is in the job description. Roughed up, scuffed up, run over, kicked, thrown, dropped, dunked, and done the unthinkable is a duty we've embraced for more than 40 years. Through superior engineering and constant innovation, only Pelican has conquered the chaos a life of ambition can dish out. And we've done it to empower you.
Yak Gadget, made in America, based outside of Nashville, Tennessee. Yak Gadget offers all kinds of storage accessories, quick mount motor mounts, anchor systems, track mounted accessories, even paddles. Go to yakgadget.com and get your kayak decked out for your next trip out on the water.
The 153 Bait Company, based in Troy, Ohio, make everything from plastics to custom painted hard baits. Hook them hard and hook them off. All of our baits are made to order and all of our hard baits are hand painted to order. So go to the153anglers.com to place your order today.
What's going on, Facebook Live, YouTube, phone man?
Look at Brian on the phone.
Dude, I'm over here trying to share up the stream.
We're live.
Shh. Shut up, phone. So that's your cue. Go down in that lower left-hand corner and smash that share button. Let's get some folks up in here. We got an epic guest with a great cause tonight. We got Clay Ragsdale in the house.
See, another guy with a cool name.
Yeah, dude. See, there was a couple clever names that did come through the chat last week in regards to, we talked about how my name just sucks for being a professional bass fisherman. And I told my old man about it, and I said, thanks a lot. And he got a good chuckle about it. So we're still looking for a professional bass name for myself.
Yeah. Make it good.
Make it good. A little house cleaning, though. Next tournament is July 31st on the beautiful Fox River here in Illinois. All the boundaries, rules, everything are up on Tourney X. I'll get Jay to drop that in the chat for you boys and girls. If you're listening later on the podcast platforms, feel free just to go to Tourney X, scroll down, find Paddle and Fin, and bam, it'll be right there. And we will see you guys at the end of July.
Yeah, I think you're proving that guys can't do two things at once, right?
Yeah,
now.
Dude, I'm trying to share this up. I'm trying to get all the tags in there, man. I gotta tag our guest. I gotta tag, veterans kayak fishing that we're talking about tonight. If I could spell, that would go way better. Also next week I will be. And Dustin Nichols will be down at ICAST. So we're going to have some live shows and stuff like that for you guys from down at ICAST. Actually, next week's OG show will be live here on Facebook and YouTube, but it's probably going to be a little bit early. Jay may not be on the show, so viewership will probably go down. But to bring it back up. We got a great guest, Mr. Nicholas Beltran, who I see in the chat tonight.
He's just sucking up.
What do you mean, dude? It's Beltran. Super stoked to talk to him. I think we're going to try to do the show. It'll either be live from the New Canoe booth, but I'm thinking we're going to try to do it live from the Line Cutters booth, because that's a booth he's going to be working in. So, yeah, super excited about that. Did I miss anything else?
I mean, you could mention Mr. Drew Gregory again.
Oh, yeah. If you guys missed the big news this week, we announced Mr. Drew Gregory has come over. He is the co-host with Jimmy Skinner over on the Reel Down for the tournament recap section. And then they're also bringing the Hooked on Wild Waters podcast over to the Paddle and Fin podcast network. And they're actually rebranding it as River Bassin.
The River Bassin podcast. River Ken Bassin. Morris.
Ken Morris and Drew Gregory. So be on the lookout for that. Drew and Jimmy already got a show lined up for next week. So get ready. Get ready. Blaine Upton in the chat. We just had him on last week. Robin Knight says, bring on Ragsdale. We're getting to it. We're getting to it.
She's like another talking.
Yeah. Garrett Pate, what up, B? You're not going to be saying what up after you talk to Clay. I'm just saying. Casey Starnes in the house. Thanks for sharing it up, brother. Much appreciated. Well, let's get the man of the hour in here. Without further ado, boys and girls, Mr. Clay Ragsdale. Welcome, brother.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, man. Good.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem, man. We got to meet you in person this spring down at Dale Hollow. You and some of the Georgia boys came up, and we're looking for that smallmouth bite. Fortunately, the fishing wasn't that great, but you guys made do. And like you said, man, you did more sightseeing than you did fishing, which is awesome.
I did. It was rough, but it was beautiful. I mean, it's probably one of the most beautiful lakes I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous, but the boys from Ohio put it to us, so.
Don't give them too much credit, man. That'll go to their head real
quick. Hey, you know, you got to set them up for next year, right?
There you go. There you go, man. Very cool, man. Well, welcome to the show. Glad to have you here tonight. And just give us a little background on you, man. Obviously, you're from Georgia. How you got into fishing and kayak fishing and all that good stuff, man?
Yeah, man. So I grew up right here in Georgia. I was born, you know, right here. Actually lived down in South Georgia for a long time with some of my family down in the Hawkinsville, Pineview area. Then I moved up to Northwest Georgia where my father's a football coach.
Oh, nice.
Cedartown. And my mother was an RN nurse, and I played football in high school, but my passion even growing up was just, if I could get a rod and a fishing pole, I was in someone's pond somewhere.
Nice.
You know, as a kid, I was jumping fences. I was, you know, back then we didn't have Google. So I would ride around with all my buddies on bicycles, and we'd jump and run through. We know there's a pasture with, you know, with bass in it. So nice. We jump in and get it done. But, I went in the Army, served in the Army, retired out of that in 2015. I was a combat infantryman. I have three beautiful boys. I have a wonderful wife. Me and my wife started Benner's Kayak Fishing. So it's been a long journey. I could spend hours telling you my whole journey, but we're not here for that.
Right on, man. Right on. Well, first and foremost, thank you for your service, man. That's huge and greatly appreciated, man.
Well, I appreciate it. I've enjoyed it. I enjoyed every bit of it. So I miss a lot of it, but I'm able to do something now. So I retired in 2015, and now I work for the Department of the Army now, to where we actually take care of the Ghost Star families and survivors in our state.
That's cool.
That's exactly what me and my wife both do. So I'm fortunate to do that as well with her. So,
heck yeah, man.
That's cool.
Does that get tough when you work with the wife all the time?
Well, I tell you what, you know, most people actually say that. I mean, but I guess we're just different. I mean, me and my wife, we met and we did a year and a half long distance relationship. She's from Boston and her family's up in, you know, Foxborough. I mean, they're all over the Cape Cod. And we was actually at a seminar here in Atlanta. That's how we met, at a booth. And we dated for a year and a half long distance, flying back and forth every single month to see each other. And You know, I'm blessed. That's all I can say. I mean, I love having my partner and, you know, my coworker and my business partner. You know, it's like I have the best of all the worlds. Of course, we all have our problems, but it's very minute. I mean, it's very small. We have the same dream and same passion. That's what's great about it.
That's cool, man. It's rare these days, too.
It is. It is rare.
Yeah, it is, man. Here, I'm gonna share something up here. So I watched this video last night, trying to get, you know, prepared for the show tonight, and I think this is the one. I got two open, so I'm
there goes that thing.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, let's share this up. Let's share this.
Clay Ragsdale, Army veteran.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
I'm Catherine Ragsdale, founder and vice president of Veterans Kayak Fishing and VKF Apparel. We were both at an Army trade show and our booths were next to each other. So it always felt like God and the universe just put us together for a reason.
I met someone who had a passion for the same thing I wanted. And like she said, we started dating, and over a year and a half going back and forth, long distance relationship, our commitment to each other. And during that time, we talked about what was our goals in life, what was one of the things we really wanted to do. And it was to give to other veterans. It was to give back. And I wanted to give back because I knew that I was struggling. And if I was struggling, I knew other veterans were struggling.
And then
Clay, I let you go fishing.
Well, we started fishing together. Yes, I had never fished before, ever. What was really wonderful for me was to see how it changed him. It was like that happy Clay that I know is there, he just came out. And so I wanted to keep going fishing with him because it meant we were having more fun together and he was more himself.
God, it's so sweet. It's sick.
The one thing I noticed last night watching that, she could not take her eyes off you, my man. She is 100% in love with you.
I am very blessed. When I say I hit the jackpot, I did, man. If it wasn't for her, I'd be lost. I'm telling you, she's the operations of our household. She's what holds the glue and the mortar together on the foundation. And I'm so blessed. So
amen to that, brother.
Yeah,
that's awesome, man. I like I said, I watched that last night and I was like, man, that was love. She cannot take her eyes off him. No, that's awesome, man. That's awesome. It's super cool, man. And what a blessing, right, man? You guys work together. You guys form this organization together to kind of give back to the veteran community, man. That's definitely something special. Something special, man.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, there's a lot of, you know, I mean, as you know, I know there's a lot of people out there need help, you know. And I hope everyone's reaching out where they can. You know, I mean, and then I'll use this as an extension, as I always do. Hey, if anybody wants to go out fishing.
Right.
Like, I'll take you out. Brian will too.
Trey Johnson's chiming in. He says, nice job getting that Northeast accent out of her. She sounds like she's from Georgia.
Yeah.
Hey, well, I assure you, it still comes out when she wants to mean business.
Oh, yeah.
That's when you know you're in trouble, hey, right? Hey,
that's when I know I sit over here and be quiet.
She's like, shut up and get in the car. Get in the car.
Well, she doesn't sound like that. Now, those people around just sound like that, but she doesn't sound like that.
That's funny. Well, that's cool, man. Like, how did this whole concept, like, come to mind? Like, what did you just wake up one morning and you're like, hey, we should do this? Or like,
well, it's funny how it really started. It was, so I was going through a rough time in my life as well. And I was just dealing with some stuff. Being a combat veteran, you know, we have this mindset like the people back home who haven't been there, they're not going to understand what we've been through. Right. And so I had that mindset during that time, like no one's going to understand what I'm going through. So I kept everything inside and I was just bitter, bitter life from what I had been through, what I've seen, and lost some battle buddies. So I tried to find my own path, my own therapy. And it was like, you know, I go out and do things and do this. And me and my wife were sitting there and, you know, we just talked all the time. She was trying to get me to open up about a lot of things and I just wouldn't. And, you know, those are things you try to shelter your family from. But, you know, I'm fortunate to have good battle buddies. And you know one of them very well, Garrett Pate and Steven Reynolds, who actually are our pro staff guys right now for Veterans Kayak Fishing. They knew I was going through some stuff and they reached out and said, hey, you know, 'cause I always did John Boat tournaments and I did the West Georgia Bass Clubs and I did the bass tours and I've done the you know, the minor leagues and the semis, and it just wasn't the same. And I was looking for something and they took me out kayak fishing and I went kayaking. And for the first time sitting on the water, you know, usually I'm more focused on fishing. I was in the water and I put my fishing rod down and I just sat there, you know, and I listened to nature and I watched the bug hit the top of the water. And for me to go somewhere, I had to move that kayak. I had to paddle. I had to maintain my balance. And, you know, it slowed everything so much that it got very emotional for me on that water, because it was like I had finally found what I've been looking for. And, you know, these guys didn't know that, but they knew that I love to fish. But, you know, as soon as that happened, you know, I came back and Reynolds, Steven Reynolds, he's down in Millersville and, you know, he's still a sergeant first class in the Army. And he had a kayak he was selling. And there was a new canoe, Frontier 12, bright orange, which I don't like orange, but I didn't care. I did not care. And, you know, I talked to my wife and, you know, I didn't ever mention that I was going to buy it. I just went out and bought it. And I came back and I told my wife, I said, look, I got this kayak. I found my passion. She goes, great. Where's mine? So, yeah, I mean, literally the next day I called Garrett up because he had a flint, I think it's what the Nukanoo flints, the blue one. Can't remember the storm, I think. So he had it. So I went out the very next day and bought her the kayak. And we just started going kayaking. And the more time that I was on the water, the better I was getting, the more I was starting to open up to her. And then I realized that what was happening is that I was actually starting to let go of a lot of the anger that I had. And I was starting to open up more to her. And I started to open up more to other battle buddies. And that's when I realized that it was actually doing so much for us, but more importantly, it was doing something for me to where I could actually be Clay Ragsdale, not just a pissed off Army veteran, you know? But she's also a yoga teacher and she has put a lot of hours in. She's got her 500 hours or 200, 300. She's a 500 hour yoga teacher, but she has passion. And she has care for others, and that comes from her family. And to see her to go through what I went through during a time in my life, it was bad. But she dropped everything, and she was there. And she is like, you know, I'm not letting you go through it. She didn't care. She always put someone else before herself. And that's what got me saying, okay, if this is working for me, let's do something. I know there's other veterans out there who are struggling. And she goes, let's do it. I mean, it's just like, there was no business plan. There was no anything. We just said, we have to do this. And sure enough, the guys that we picked to do this with us are the guys that actually got myself on the water. So we made Garrett Pate and Steven Reynolds our pro staff guys. And we call them pro staff. It's not because they're pro fishermen, but to me, they're a pro because they helped change my life.
Sure. You know,
that's where it comes from. People get misunderstand when they hear a pro staff, like they're the pro of pros, right?
Everybody's
going to have the title pro. No, these guys are pros at helping other veterans. I mean, there's veterans out there who won't deal with other people, but these guys are on my team and they talk to them. They get them on the water. And my wife, and you know, she's the business part. She's the more slow down, you know, slow down. I'm trying to run. I'm like, let's go. But she's like, you know, slow down, let's do this. And we did, you know, so we come up with idea to come up with shirts, we come up with hats, stickers, decals, whatever you want to call them. And, you know, we said, we're going to sell them to see what we can do to help fund what we're trying to do here. And we didn't make a ton of money. Actually, we lose money when you do shipping. We didn't know.
Yeah.
But we actually just wanted really to get our name out there to let people know that we are here to help other veterans. We don't do it in large groups. And that's the difference between us and everyone else, right? There's a lot of groups out there, and every group that's willing to help a veteran is a good group. I don't point fingers saying one's better than the other, whatever, because everyone has something, and you can't do it by yourself. We have to do it as a community. So that's where we got together. And actually, I mean, you can probably see one of the videos where we made when we first started our selling of the clothing. So no one else has seen it yet.
Oh, here you go. So this is a good segue to the mission statement.
Yeah.
For the veterans kayak fishing.
I'm working on it, man. And, I'm Brian slow tonight. I'm cue. Slow what tonight. I'm slow tonight.
You know,
sorry.
Such a beautiful intro.
Yes.
Veterans Kayak Fishing is a combat veteran-owned business which sells high-quality performance and lifestyle fishing apparel with patriotic themes in order to support other veterans. We believe in getting veterans off the couch and into nature. Studies have shown that time spent in nature can reduce stress and the effects of PTSD, and we use a portion of our proceeds to take other veterans out on the water. In combat, veterans learn to rely on one another, but when they come home, many veterans find themselves isolated. They feel separated from civilian society rather than a part of a strong tribe. We bring veterans and their families together, recreating the tribe, and then include the greater community. Our goal is to get these men and women to heal together as a community and to move forward one cast at a time. Why kayak fishing? The financial barrier to getting a veteran onto the water and into a kayak is much lower than a bass boat or even a John boat. Kayak fishing teaches veterans mindfulness. It forces you to slow down and pay attention to your surroundings, giving you time in nature and a visual meditation. In a kayak, you are relying on yourself, but just like in battle, you are not alone. Join Veterans Kayak Fishing today in our efforts to get veterans off the couch and into nature. Together, we can help our veterans move forward, one cast at a time.
Dude, I'm just going to say this. That's my first time seeing that.
Yeah, I don't even know what to say, bro.
Like, I mean, that's good. I mean, the music, I mean, dude.
Yeah,
it's weird. You know, I don't really get. I mean, I got, you know, family and stuff, and you know, that have been in the military. And like, it's a little emotional, to be honest.
It is. It is, man.
It's a good video. It's an excellent video.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I mean,
You know, I try to put myself in your guys' position at times, and I think that's really hard. You know, you touched on that earlier, like, you know, as a veteran, it's hard for you to expect other people to understand what you've been through, and there's no real way to show somebody that. And I try to put myself in that position, and it's tough, man. And it kind of hit me when you were talking about the first time you were out on the water and you just kind of sat there, you know, watching a bug skip across the surface of the water and, you know, look what that's grown into for you. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that healing power of that. Something so simple that, you know, somebody in that situation wouldn't necessarily understand, you know, without getting out and doing it. And it's huge, man, that you're showing others how to do that, how to, you know, let go and be themselves again. You know, that's huge kudos, man. Huge kudos. Well,
yeah, I really appreciate it, man. As you know, like I said, that video was a group effort. Every guy that's in that video, except for one of them, has been to combat, every single one of those guys. And every one of those guys are infantrymen. The only guy that's not in there, he's actually conducted funeral honors, and he's probably done around 3,000 of those.
That's even tougher, man.
Yeah. So we have the guys in place that can see and understand a lot of things. And you know, we're not saying we're perfect, but what we're saying is our motto is to move forward one cast at a time. And that's like life. It's anyone.
Yep.
You have to be able to take a day and a step at a time. And it's okay if you have to stand still. It's okay. But we like to work with our veterans, maybe two at the most, or maybe three at the top. Depends on how many we go out. We don't ever go out with one-on-one. It's a couple of us on one. And you watch those veterans, and you spend that one-on-one time with them. And to watch a veteran, when you first get him, get him on the water, some of these veterans are chatty at the beginning. Some of them won't say anything for 2 or 3 hours. Mm-hmm. And then next thing you know, they paddle closer to you and they start talking. And by the end of the day, they're like, when can we do it again?
That's awesome.
You know, and that's what you're looking for. I'm not going to be able to reach all the veterans, but if I can reach one and make a difference in life like it's done me, that's a mission accomplished in my book.
Hell yeah.
But we paired up with some great organizations. I've had help along the way. You know, I like the Westbrook Supply, Fletch Griffin. I won't ever forget this. This is a great story. So we get our kayaks. Catherine and I get our kayaks. We go in the water, and she's still learning how to paddle at this time, right? So I'm trying to tell her she's doing great, and she doesn't believe me. So she says, call Fletch. So I call Fletch from Westbrook Supply, and I have him on the phone via chat where he can see her paddle. And as she's paddling around, he's like, it looks great to me. And she's like, are you sure?
That's funny.
Because she wouldn't believe me. But, you know, it's amazing to watch where we came from at that point. You know, watching Fletch. Fletch is a veteran.
Yeah.
Book Supply. He was there when I first started. And now I have Coyote Outfitters over in Athens, Georgia, with David Smith over there. He's actually called us in to be a part of his community and, you know, has opened up his shop and says any veteran in that community can come into his shop at any time and sit down and just hang out, chit-chat. We can have a get-together on a Saturday or a Sunday or during the week, whenever we want to. He's opened up the shop for us to be able to do that, you know.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's really good to know that the people that we have been able to meet in the kayak community has embraced everything we're trying to do with open arms. That says a lot about the kayak community.
That's for sure, man. Trey Johnson just chimed in. He said something magical about these plastic boats paired with great people like this and wonderful things happen, man.
Yeah.
Amen to that.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like, you know, that intimacy on the water, right? You know, you're in full control of your own vessel.
Sure.
You know, it's
almost like you're grabbing control of your life again.
Yeah. You know, in that relationship with you in the water, I mean, you know, I mean, cause unless you're in a kayak, you don't know how close that water really is. And, you know, all the things that you see and, you know, the wildlife, and it just really slows things down. And it's like, you know, And everybody uses it for, I mean, those of us who are in the kayaks, I mean, we use it for different things.
Sure.
Yeah. You know, and that's, I mean, you know, it's like, you know, I had some moments about, you know, about my dad and stuff. And actually, my favorite reason why I haven't been in my boat.
Yeah.
Like in a while. I mean, so it's like, you know, there's, I'm, you know, I mean, truthfully, I might be running away from something right now, but I probably do need that time in the boat again.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah. It's like, it, there's definitely some therapy that comes with that.
Yeah, there is. And I mean, I've done tons of study. I'm also a peer support specialist. We work with families that deal with trauma. I mean, it's like we're surrounded by it all the time, but that's what we chose our life to be, right? Yeah. That's what we've chosen. But after the research and what we have put into it, and, you know, my wife has done a ton of research, that spending 48 hours out in nature reduces your stress and reduces your level of anxiety by 90%. Just going outside, going for a walk, and within a week. So 48 hours within a week, you're outside on the water, or like being on the water. Like, I love to fish, but I go out and do these tournaments and fish to show other veterans you can do it. You can do it. You might be struggling like I was. And I go back to what I told you earlier. We always say that the civilians aren't going to understand us because of what we've been through, right? But there's a flip side to that coin. And that's what I tell all my veterans, all the guys I run into. There's a flip side to that coin. And it's, if you flip that coin over as a veteran, because you've been in the military so long, you might not understand what it's like to be that civilian.
Yeah.
So what we try to do is rehab some of these guys one-on-one, get them on the water first. And then we slowly bring in their family with it. And then we slowly bring in the community with it. And then we watch them as they grow. And the next thing you know, they're bringing their friend. They're bringing their battle buddy. They're bringing another friend. And it's a trickle-down effect. And the kayak community is probably one of the best communities that we've been a part of. I'm fortunate enough to be part of Classic City Kayak Anglers fishing team. It's something that was started up last year. It was going to be a fishing team where we just go out and fish. And then this year, we kind of transitioned it over to where I pushed it more about what can we do to be better in the community. All fishermen cause drama. They just do. I mean, that's fishermen. But outfitters don't. The outfitters, that's their way of life. So we've actually changed that mindset. What can we do in the community to help these outfitters versus a demo day? Is it a river cleanup? Are they moving from one store to another? We go and help them. So if the outfitter wants to do something for you, then they will. But we're not asking them to. We're doing the vice versa. And that's what's been great about taking veterans kayak fishing, emergent with Classic City Kayak Anglers, and then Georgia High School Kayak Association. That's why we have a benefit tournament on August the 7th at Lake Lanier. And this tournament is 100% proceeds go back to two great foundations that we believe in. One of them is Christmas for Kids, and then the other one's the Georgia High School Kayak Association. So we're actually going to do our LinkedIn at NoFo Brewery in Dawsonville, which I'm super excited about that. Those guys have opened up their doors for us. They're going to have food trucks there. They're opening up to anybody in the community to come out, support us, you know. So I can't thank you enough for getting us on here. I'm blessed. I am blessed beyond from where I was to where I am now. And I have to thank the community, but most of my wife and my pro staff guys have been awesome.
That's awesome, dude. For the charity event, if somebody's listening to this and they can't make it, can they still sign up for it and just not fish it?
Yep, sure can. So all you have to do is go to Tourney X Pro, and you're going to type in the CCKA Lake Lanier, and it'll pop up. And if you go to Tourney X Pro, you'll see it. And all you have to do is sign up. We're doing $50. It's $57 because Tourney X has a fee. And we're literally taking that money and splitting it right down the middle and having two organizations. So if someone wants to donate, they can do it that way, or they can contact someone else from our group.
I think you got to search CCKA. Jay's looking for the link right now. He's going to drop that in the chat.
Oh yeah. So you got a Tourney X Pro. Yeah. Tourney X Pros, classic CD cock anglers. Yep.
Near one.
Is that this one here?
August 8th.
Oh, here it's August 7th. It's this one.
Yep.
Yeah, that's the benefit one. Yeah, sweet. Sweet. We're gonna drop that.
Whenever you're looking for something like all of a sudden forget how to read, forget how to look at the calendar.
Yeah. Yeah. So the apparel that you guys are offering, I saw that like the store's down on the website now. Do you guys have an estimated time on like when that might open up? Because
Yeah, so when we launched everything, we actually launched it on Veterans Day of 2019. Everything was great going. Then everyone knows what happened. COVID happened, yeah. Right? So we really took a hit because we couldn't do anything during that time. We couldn't do clothing. We couldn't do hats. We couldn't do anything. Well, right now, we're actually in the process of figuring out what we're going to do as far as moving forward. We also have our paperwork filed for the 501(c) to be the nonprofit. We have to turn everything in again to make sure everything's legit. But that's where we are. We're probably going to run some shirts soon, just a few, not a different variety, just for people to have. It's not, really right now, my wife and I is paying everything out of our pocket to do what we want to do. We use the fuel money, the gas money, we buy the kayaks. I mean, we pay out of our pocket, and we have people in our community who have donated their kayaks. Freddie Garza is, he's a Diablo guy. He's opened up. Anytime we need kayaks and take these veterans out, he said, hey, right here's the trailer and there's 8 kayaks.
Nice.
It's stuff like that it gets me choked up and overwhelmed because it's not easy to do what we're doing. It costs, but it has to be done and we're willing to do it. So
do you have a Patreon or anything?
Say again?
Do you have a Patreon or somewhere to send money to?
GoFundMe or anything?
Well, actually, I don't have a GoFundMe. I don't have a page like that. It's just we've never really thought about it that way. We just we just put our nose down and we've been grinding.
So, yeah. Do me a favor. Send me your PayPal after this. You guys got PayPal?
Yeah, we do.
Send me your PayPal.
All right. Yeah, I'll let my wife know. She'll know how to do that. I don't. But that's awesome, man. Our biggest thing is what we're trying to get is just some more kayaks, paddles, stuff like that. And, the community, again, has been awesome. Our pro staff guys, I got Joshua Copeland. I have Garrett Pate, who's awesome. Stephen Reynolds in Millersville. I've had guys reach me from all over the country. What can we do to help you in this state? I can help start. And it's overwhelming because of the people that's been wanting to help us that I have to really slow it down to make sure we do it right.
Sure.
I've seen a lot of people get too big, too quick. And I don't want to leave a veteran beside, I don't want to have 50 veterans on the water and there's only 8 of us. I promise you there's 50% of that. It's like they're just there, but they don't know what's going on. I'd rather lower my fleet down to having 8 kayaks at the most and having probably 5 on the water, including our staff. And we can spend that one-on-one time with them. I think that way we're actually making a difference. It's just the way it is. But yeah, I've never thought about the GoFundMe or any of that. We put our nose to the grind and just push. We try to figure it out. That's what we do.
I would say add it to your website for sure. Because people are going to give when they're going to give. You know what I mean? It's not like you're not begging for anything, of course. But, I don't know. It's all real stuff. Most of us are doing this stuff for free.
Yeah.
If not, we're definitely in the red. But, but it's all for the cause, right?
Correct.
But that's important, right? You talk about ambition and no fault to any of the other veteran kayak based entities that have come in the light in the past few years. you know, the ambition, the, you know, the ambition's there. It's just that you probably overgrow what you're actually capable of doing. And like, you're smart to kind of keep it, you know, keep it tame, keep it back a little bit so you can deliver what you can deliver instead of being, you know, spread thin. And
well, I think too, right? Like, doesn't, you know, again, guy that's never been a combat veteran or anything like that, like that intimate, more one-on-one scenario versus like a big group of guys, man, it's easier for those guys to kind of chill out and ease in when it's a more smaller, intimate group, right? Like,
yeah,
you know,
it
they
is.
Don't get overwhelmed, and you know, it sometimes is. Those bigger groups, I think, can not be the greatest thing, right?
Well, you think about it. I mean, how many anglers do you know that has come to a fishing tournament that you hold, and you'll see them, but they're so shy they don't even want to talk because it's just so many people, right? Mm-hmm. And if you sit back and watch, most of the guys aren't there to chit chat. They only chit chat with the people they came with.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that's what we're trying to avoid with veterans kayak fishing. We want to make it as small as we can have it and have the quality one-on-one time to actually make an impact. I don't want them to come out in the water with us, say, it was great to go kayak fishing, but what did you learn? I want them to sit there and say, you know, I had to paddle this kayak by myself. I had to slow down. I'm not going 60 miles an hour across the lake. I had to do everything myself. I had to throw the casting rod. Maybe it was just where he got to sit still and watch the water flow by. Maybe it's a duck. You know, it's those things that trigger mechanisms that helps a person to say how blessed they are at that moment. Because we've had some veterans who were struggling, you know, pretty rough. And after that fact of getting them on the water, I mean, I've had one, and I never mentioned one of our veterans' names ever. But I've had one that's just like, you know, this saved me. And I looked at him and I said, it saved us both. That's so awesome. That's, you know, that's where it is.
Oh, that's cool. And you know what I think, too, you know, I mean, I'm not, you know, I'm not ex-military or anything. You know, I got, you know, plenty of friends and had family in there. But
it's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Yeah, I mean, to all the vets that are out there, like, don't be afraid to connect with somebody on the water, man. I mean, you don't have to tell them everything. Yeah. You got to spill your guts, because believe me, there are a lot of perceptive people out there, and they can see the things that you're repressing, you know. And I think in general, I mean, even like a person like myself, like, I'll gravitate towards that person a little more, to because I'll kind of pick up on those signs and, you know, try to ease that, you know, to where they can relax a little bit and kind of let loose and, you know, feel like you actually belong, because you do anyway, you know, because you put yourself into that box. And I get that, you know, it's, everybody's had a different, you know, I'll just say adventure. You know, so I mean, it's, you know, coming back to the regular world, to the rest of us with all our medial, you know, gripes, when some of you guys have like literally dodged bullets and, you know, IEDs and all the other stuff that's out there, you know, all the other evil. It's like, you know, it's, you know, it's kind of, I mean, I could see it being easier for a vet to kind of just kind of put, you know, get into the corner and kind of hold everything a little closer.
Yeah.
Because he's like, what do these guys know? It's like, you guys are arguing about fish.
Yeah.
You know, you're arguing about like, you're arguing about like all, you know, stupid politics. Yeah. It's like,
whose boat's better.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, you know, I feel you on that. But like, yeah, I think the most important message is like, you know, if you guys are vets, don't feel like you're alone, because you're not.
A lot
of us feel for you. I mean,
they're not alone. I mean, I felt that way for a long time. But now, I mean, I've went through a lot of self-work and a lot. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it ain't just me doing it myself. It is support. from your battle buddies. It's support from your spouse. It's support from your extended family. It's support. And sometimes we forget where we came from because of the trauma that's involved. But no veteran should sit there and feel like he's alone and there's no one out there. I promise you, there's a way to get in touch with me. I mean, I'm on Instagram, I'm on Facebook. It's through Messenger. They can always reach out to me. I don't care if it's 2-3 in the morning, if they're battling that hard, you know, it's available. I mean, I much rather talk to you than you feel like you can't face the next day, period. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's things out there. And, you know, it's sad that, you know, that's just the way it is in a lot of things. And don't be afraid to become friends with some civilian. That's what they call them, civilian. Don't be afraid for that. You know, go out there and go in the water. Go to a park with somebody. Just talk. You don't have to talk about your military service. But if you start opening up about being in nature and enjoying other things in life, eventually it will come around to where you take that extra step. And once you take that extra step is when we get a hold of you and, okay, there are other things. Let's move together. And, yeah, it's something I'm passionate about. My wife's very passionate about. She wanted to be here. She's actually doing yoga, so she's helping others. she teaches yoga on Thursday nights, but you know, she's I'm telling you, like, even female veteran, she's not a veteran herself, but it doesn't matter if you're female, male, Marines, Air Force, Coast Guard, it doesn't matter to us. We don't only just do our military veterans, we also do our public service, our police officers, our firefighters, and a lot of people forget about those guys. I mean, some of my best friends are police officers and firefighters and EMT people. All of those people get the same thing with us. We want them to come out with us. We want them to bring their buddies because they see the trauma. They might not be in a foreign land, but they see trauma every day.
Oh, yeah. And
our doors are open to serve them, and that's who we serve as well.
Heck yeah, man. Garrett Pates tuning in. He said, I had a pretty rough last 24 hours, picked up the phone and called Clay.
Yep. I went. Hey man. Good stuff, brother.
All right. I take everything back that I said about you, Mr. Pate.
Hey, I'm going to tell you exactly what he said about you, Pate. He says, when he fishes with you, it's going to be free lunch money.
Yeah. I believe the proper terminology was go get that Pate lunch money.
Yeah, that's what it is. Pate lunch money. And I told you, you've been feeding my family for weeks.
Oh, that's great, that's man. Good. That's great. Yeah. Jeff Hepp, our Paddle and Fin Trail Series chaplain, He leads some Bible study stuff, and he does some stuff with veterans too, man. He said his experience too is that it's much easier to get vets to open up in very small groups. Staying small is the right way to go, for sure, man, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, shout out to Mr. Hepp. He's a veteran himself.
Yes, I believe, he is.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm correct in that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's awesome. It's awesome, yeah, dude.
It's all good stuff, man. You're doing some good stuff out there.
Well, yeah, we appreciate it. It's, you know, we want to stay small. I mean, we don't want to, you know, blow up to where we can't manage it. And I just don't want to – I don't want to be the guy that had a group of guys and I didn't take the time and opportunity to really focus on finding, pinpointing that veteran that was really struggling. He was in that group and was lost.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna keep it small. And, you know, I think – if I can do that, and like I said before, if we can make a difference together, that's the thing. But again, it's not just us; it's all as well.
Sure,
help spread the word and let those guys know that there are people out there that's willing to help, and it don't have to be a veteran organization; it can be anybody. Just reach out.
Yeah, heck yeah, man.
Yeah, and I don't think people really realize like how many, just you know, military personnel are fishermen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who are out there on the water with us. There's a lot of them. I mean, we know a ton of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, you know, then that, I mean, I would say, I mean, you know, like, yeah, whoops.
Jeez. Yeah, I almost slipped myself up there.
I was just going to say, you know, now that I just censored myself and lost my train of thought. No, I mean, you know, I think it's important for vets to know, too, that, you know, that there's a lot of, you know, just veterans and military personnel that are in the outdoors, are out there, and I think they already understand it. Because there is true science behind being out in nature and,
yeah,
and getting that fresh air and getting away from, you know, I mean, I wish you could put down your phone every now and then. I mean, we all say we will, but,
yeah,
you know, as soon as it rings, well, hey, what's up?
Yeah.
You know, but, I mean, but just kind of disconnect for a minute and, like, get out there and just kind of simplify things. And,
it's huge.
You know, bring things more into perspective and just kind of relax a little bit, you know, because there's a lot going on these days. I get it. You know, it's a lot, and things can compile. It's easy to do.
Trey Johnson says your wife's got to be tough. He used to do yoga, and he said that shit's hard.
Yeah.
We now know who wears the pants in this relationship, Clay.
Did she make you do it?
While she was going through a training at 200, I was the prop, right? So I was having to do all the poses, right? So, you know, I come up with my own position. It's called the ultimate savasana. And that's where you just lay still and put, you know, props up under your head and go to sleep. So I have
I like that form of yoga right there.
Hey, it is. It's part of meditation and relaxation. So I took advantage of it, right?
I love it. I love it, man. I love it. When are you guys going to announce when you're going to run those t-shirts and stuff on your Facebook page, or is it going to be on the website, or
what we'll do is whenever we do get it back open, what we'll do is send a link back out and we'll let them know Instagram, Facebook. We don't know when it's going to be yet. Like I said, we're going to take the steps slowly and make sure we do it right. We're in the talks of getting something going this year. Last year, it just hammered us. It did. So we said, you know what? We're just going to do everything ourselves, which we've been doing. But there's a lot of people asking for it. I mean, there really is. So I'm blessed. We're blessed, actually, to have so much support. So,
heck yeah, man. Is there the one thing I meant to ask you before, is there anything that you guys are like if guys or gals have some like extra gear laying around or something, is there anything like you guys are in need of right now, like looking for, that would help you guys get some of these guys out on the water?
Well, the thing is that, you know, it's like everything else. I mean, you have the jackets, the PFDs, number one, first and foremost, right? You got to have that stuff. And, you know, having the right ones, the NRS, all that good stuff. We have some of those, but you can always have more. Those things wear out. Right now we're trying to get paddles and kayaks and all that good stuff. So we're just getting more. So that's where we are. Fishing rods, I usually have my own, my other guys. I have fishing rods. I buy them all the time. If I'm at Walmart or somewhere, they have a discount, they have a swap and greet at one of the outfitters. Westbrook has it. Coyote has it. We go up there, and some of the guys in the fishing community that we fish with know about it. And they, you know, they like, hey, here's a rod and reel, or here's some tackle, you know. So it's been good. So
right on, man. Right on.
Do you guys need reels?
I can always use reels. I mean, they get abused. So
yeah, I'm sure.
I got some rods.
Yeah. Well,
do you?
I do.
You better send those things in PVC if you're sending them.
No, I got some shipping tubes from my rod sponsor that I can stuff them in. And
yeah, man. We appreciate it, man. It's like I said, right now we're doing stuff with our veterans, and we teamed up with the Georgia High School as well to make sure that those young kids are getting something. It's cool to have a veteran and our Classic City Kayakers fishing team. I mean, you got to think, you got Mike Manabaugh. I'm sure you know this guy, right?
Oh,
But Westbrook. You got Mike Manabaugh on our Classic City. You got Charles Shellnut. I mean, you got Joshua Little. You got Steven Reynolds, Garrett Pate, myself. Golly, Freddie Garza, Wesley Johnson. These are guys that are making a difference in the community. These are guys that are out there sharing YouTube videos of how to do things. These are guys out there. These are guys that's on our team that we created to give back, and that's our main focus. Fishing is something extra. That's extra.
Yeah.
That's the fun stuff. That's what we get to do. This is something where we actually give back to our community and say, hey, river cleanups, YouTube videos of how to tie a rod, how to tie something, or give your experience, how you fish, what worked, what didn't work. These are things giving back, helping our outfitters. So for us to be in a position to be with them and then hook up with our outfitters that are local and to come up with an idea to, hey, let's throw a tournament where there is no tournament on that day. I mean, we have here in Georgia, we have.
It's like 13 clubs or something, right?
Oh, my goodness.
Dude, there are so many.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we have Georgia KFL. We have Peach State Kayak Anglers. We have Real Crazy. We have East Central. I mean, you can name them. They just keep going. Yeah. So we try to pick a day to where there's no one fishing. And that way we can throw our tournament there. We hooked up. Oh, Mario, that's a great guy right there, too. From Outdoor Adventures. He's done some good stuff to help us out. So, yeah, but, you know, we try to pick that day to try to get as many anglers as we can to support this benefit that we're trying to do. So,
heck yeah, man.
That's cool.
There you go. Links in the chat. If you're listening on the podcast later, scroll down into that description, man. It'll be in there. Get signed up. Help these guys out, man. Help some young folks out and help out the veteran community, man. It's huge. It's huge. Even if you can't make it down there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sure. Well, when you can make it, make sure you contact me because I love to go fishing and get on the water. If you don't want to fish, we can just go for a nice paddle, go down the river, the Flint, the Omogee. We have all kind of reservoirs here in Georgia. I mean, there are tons of reservoirs and some big bass. So
I'm coming down there to get some of that lunch money paid.
Oh my goodness.
That's I'm just funny. Kidding. He'll outfish me. I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that.
One of the most legendary shows in the outdoors is on Waypoint TV. Don't miss Primo's Truth About Hunting, Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.
Nah, it's super cool, man. We appreciate you taking the time out tonight away from the family to just kind of, you know, spread the word of what you guys are doing and all that kind of good stuff, man. It's really amazing and it's very selfless, you know. Mm-hmm. But what you guys do, like you said, changes the lives of not only yourselves but others, which is super awesome. Lee Allen's chiming in. He said Clay Ragsdale and Catherine are the best. You can't get any more genuine than them two right there. So.
Yeah,
that says a lot.
That's one of our fine local police officers right there.
Right on.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Lunch money's calling me out.
Yeah, there it is.
I'm coming, bro.
Hey, you know what? He might call me. He might call me after this just to see what all you had to say.
That's fine. We'll keep him in suspense.
Yeah. I can't thank you enough for having me on. I really
appreciate absolutely it. man. Everybody tuning in, go check out Veterans Kayak Fishing, follow them on Facebook, Instagram, all that good stuff. Check out the website. Those videos we played earlier in the show, they're right there on their website as well. And just be looking out for the new apparel when they do the next drop. Get some of that, help support and all that good stuff, man. Any final thoughts, my friend, Clay?
Appreciate the support. You know, it's not just us as a community. We have to do it together. And, you know, I'm very thankful to have met y'all and when we was out there doing that stuff. And I'm also thankful for a lot of the fishermen that I have had the pleasure to meet, you know, from people from New Canoe, you know, to Craig Dye. I mean, I can name Ron Champion. I can name Clint Henderson. I can name all these big guys is out there who set the standard for a lot of other fishermen, but you know, they also are giving back to helping veterans. They're also giving back to help our Georgia high school. So I'm just glad to be a part of it. That's all.
Heck yeah, brother. Heck yeah. Mr. Randall.
Thanks for being on the show, man. What you're doing is good. It's really, It's honorable for sure.
Absolutely.
Well, I appreciate it.
Speechless.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's hard, man. I had a lot of thoughts going into tonight, you know, after we talked about setting this up, you know, and it's you always want to, you know, do it right for the veteran community, obviously. And you know, just thank you to all you veterans who allow us to do what we do. It's huge, man. And you know, reach out to a guy like Clay or Garrett, or you know, there's some folks up in our area here, you know, like there's always organizations and guys out there looking to help you out if you're struggling.
Mm-hmm. Or reach out to us.
Yeah. I mean,
we can direct you.
I'm not a veteran. Yeah. I can direct you to the right person, but hell, like Clay said, you can call me at 4 a.m. I'll answer the phone. No. It doesn't matter what time of day or night, you know, if you just need somebody to talk to, man, there's many of folks in this small little kayak fishing community, mm-hmm. that, are here for you guys. So, and gals.
Yeah. And we'll take you out too. I mean, even if you just want to go out, I mean, we're in the Northern Illinois area. We got connections in Wisconsin, Indiana, Michigan.
Yep. You name it.
I know McKinstry would totally be down for that.
McKinstry, yeah. Who's that? I'm surprised you still mention his name after all the pain and aggravation he puts you through on the podcast.
You can't help but like the guy, you know what I mean?
I mean, that's I guess that's what happens.
Nah, but like I said, I mean, we got, you know, pretty good reach, and you know,
yeah,
and we're always glad we got plenty of kayaks to take something out. So
absolutely,
yeah, man. I'll tell you what, when y'all get the opportunity, doors open, please come down, come stay, spend the week. I'm telling you, it'll be the last, and you might get to get some of that B money.
So. Yeah, B money.
Yeah,
the pate money.
Yeah, that's what I call it.
The B money. The B money. The backup money.
Yeah, I like the backup it. I like money. It. There you go.
Great. Awesome, man. Well, everybody, if you tuned in late, feel free to go back, rewatch on Facebook, YouTube. It'll get uploaded tonight to all the major podcast platforms as well, so you can check it out there. We're here every Thursday night at 7 Central, 8 Eastern. We got all kinds of interesting guests and stories, like we had Clay on tonight. Next week, like I said, OG Show will be live from iCast. We'll have our man Nicholas Beltran on. He's from down in the Florida area. Does some saltwater fishing. Does what do you say? Tyler Daniels got a Douglas rod, and I'm in love with it. You're welcome, bro. We'll be talking all kinds of good stuff with Nicholas. Me and Dustin Nichols are going to be doing a couple live streams in front of some of the booths and things like that. We're going to be shooting a ton of video. And then next weekend, I'll be up at Bow Fest as well. I fly from Orlando to Minneapolis. Kayak hunting's become a huge thing. So we're going to be up there at Bow Fest. And I'm going to do some live streams with our very own Mr. Bradley Hurlboss, who does the Feather and Fur segment on Paddle and Fin. That's all hunting related content, mostly revolved around the kayaks. So. I believe he's got his show releases this Saturday. So feel free to check it out. Anything else? Did I miss anything? Boom.
We're good.
Clay, you're the man. Myth, the legend. We appreciate you, brother. And thank your wife as well. I know you guys wanted to have her on as well.
Yeah.
And sorry we missed her, but we'll make it work next time. Next time, yes, we'll change our schedule so she can be on this show.
There it is. Hey, Thursday night, just teach yoga. Just letting you know.
All right. Right on, man. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We'll catch you on the next one. As always, boys and girls, tight lines, smooth paddling. Peace.
I'm Will Cooper, and you're listening to HuntStand's Make Your Mark podcast on the Waypoint Podcast Network. Stick around as I bring you more stories and interviews from veteran hunters and industry professionals who inspire us all to be better equipped in the woods and in life. 4 a.m.
Join me, Chef Jean-Paul Bourgeois, and the whole crew here at Duck Camp Dinners every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV. Birds up in the sky.